Now listen to him as you move to chapter 30. He's still having eye trouble. But now they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. He said, that's the way it used to be, but now, why, he said, these young scoundrels come around, throw rocks at me. They have no use for me. And he says, why, the fathers of these kids, I wouldn't have even and hired them to watch over my flocks. Verse 2, yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine, they were solitary. Now he begins to tell about his present condition. Listen to him, and I'll drop down now and hit high points in this chapter. Verse 9, and now am I their song, yea, I am their byword. In other words, they are making up now dirty little ditties about him, and they ridicule him in song. And he says, they abhor me, they flee far from me, and spare not to spit in my face. Because he hath loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. He knew what it was to have a protest movement led by the college group against him. This poor man Job is in a bad way. Now he describes his condition. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of listening to him boasting, and now he's courting sympathy. He's playing upon the sympathy of it. He said, look at me now. Look at the condition. I was such a great fellow. And who's to blame, by the way, friends? Well, God's to blame. Oh, there are a lot of Christians in that same position today, blaming God, really. And they can do it in a very pious way. They can say, oh, I had all these things, I did that, but look at me now. Well, had it ever occurred that the things happen to you not because God's not good, because God's good, but that there might be something God is doing in your life. And so this man finally, in verse 31, he says this, my harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep. Now his harp was his singing voice. He says, I can't sing anything now but the desert blues. And he's playing the blues now. And my organ, that's his talking voice. He says, all I can do is weep. He says, I got a tear in my voice all the time. That's my condition right now. And he's really playing upon our sympathy. And I sympathize with him. But I think he's got a bad case of eye trouble, friends. There's no brokenness of spirit here.